John, the 4th chapter, verse 23, the New Living Translation. But the time is coming, indeed it's here now, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship Him that way. Bible Before Breakfast. Mildred Kingsley-Okonkwo here. Good morning. It's the end of the week. And of course, as the weekend hits, we'll get into a weekend of worship. But today on SoulPod, it's going to be a long weekend of worship for you, because today our focus is on intensify your worship. So today on SoulPod, the assignment is to intensify your worship. Now, this scripture tells us that the Father is seeking those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth, for God Himself is a spirit. Now, I know that a lot of times we focus on just the music side of worship, but today I want us to look beyond that. Now, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2 of the Message translation says, "So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you and develops well-formed maturity in you." This, I believe, is what God really means by worship. God wants more than just a song. God wants more than just music. In fact, when the music fades and there's no music, there's no musician, there's no body around to lead you into worship, can you truly say that you worship God? If we had no music, no one was allowed to sing for a year, could you truly say that you still worship God? This scripture tells us that there are ways to worship God beyond music. Now, like I said before, music is a great part of worship. And I love the fact that God loves music, because I love music. But God wants much more than that. He wants you to worship Him with your everyday, ordinary life. He wants you to worship Him when you're sleepy. In other words, sleep is a form of worship. Sleep is you saying, "Lord, I trust you enough to put everything I am and have into your hands. And I believe that you will awaken me tomorrow." You're eating what you put in the temple, understanding that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and what you put in it is worship to God. So you're deciding to be disciplined and not putting junk in your body. It's you saying, "Father, I worship you. I recognize what you've built, what you've created, and I honor it." You're going to work. That's worship. You're walking around life, that's worship. It says, place it before God as an offering. In other words, whatever you do with your life, if you understand that it can bring God glory, then you understand that that's worship. Anything in your life that you use to magnify God to others, that's worship. One other way that we can worship God is to embrace what God is doing for us. That we don't fit into the world around us, but we keep our minds focused on Him, and that we amplify His worth in our eyes, and that we're quick to recognize that God wants something for me and we're quick to respond to it. That's worship. So yes, like I said, there's music involved. God wants you to sing to Him. God releases so much music through people every day that it's hard to keep up. But if it's taking your own life and placing it before God, you don't need any help with that, trust me. If you treat your body well, that's worship. If you don't have sex before marriage, that's worship. If you have sex in marriage, that's worship. It's your everyday life. It's how you live with a consciousness of who God is in your life and what he has freely handed to you. That's worship. So I'm asking you today, of course, God helping you, to take the time to connect with God on a deeper level. Because this weekend, I'm asking you to amplify and intensify your worship. Spend time in his presence, telling him what he's worth, showing him what he's worth by how you treat other people, by how you live your life, by how you exhibit his greatness and his magnanimity and his generosity in your life, by how you consistently steward the testimonies in your life. If God does something for you and you quickly spread the news to others, that's worship. If God blesses you anyway and you don't hide it or feel entitled about it, that's worship. This weekend, I want you to be conscious of God. That's really what worship is. Because you see, God is a spirit, and the only way you can connect with him is through your spirit. And you must first believe that he is by faith, and that he's a rewarder of them that will diligently worship him. All weekend long, find ways to worship God. Find God in everything, in every situation, in everyone that comes your way. Every opportunity you get to talk about God, do it. That's worship. So this weekend, as much as I want you to get into the music, especially Saturday and Sunday, and just spend time worshiping with him, singing to him, I also want you to be conscious of how you can worship him with your life. So today, maybe one of the things you need to do is sit down and write a list of the things that you can do this weekend that can show that you worship God. Maybe it's your sleeping. Maybe you need to change your sleeping time so you can sleep better. Maybe it's your eating. You need to take note of the things you're putting into your body. Maybe it's your going to work, or what you do when you get to work. Maybe it's even just your walking around life, how you treat people every day. I want you to sit down and write the things that you can do this weekend that can cause your worship and consciousness of God to be intensified. And guys, as always, please do it before you have any breakfast. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Bogle.